Lenten Retreat with Father Don De Castro. Meditation number 2.
On the new evangelization. We have seen that the new evangelization is the favorite topic of Pope Benedict. He has been speaking about this to everyone, to the bishops of America during their ad limina visit, to the bishops of Peru, the bishops of New Zealand, and he had declared the year of faith starting this September, year 2012, ending on November 2013, calling it the year of faith in which he wants the new evangelization to be implemented during this entire year. This new evangelization has been his favorite topic even before he was spoke as Cardinal Ratzinger, because as we mentioned in the first conference, he saw the great errors and defect that is entered in the manner of evangelization that took place around the 17th or 16th centuries. The evangelization during those times were really so defective, it practically was not working at all because of defects and heresies that has entered into the process. And so the new evangelization of Pope Benedict, as he had mentioned, is not new at all. It is the classical, the old way of doing things, the traditional way as Christ and the apostles were doing during their time and after their time. Having studied very well what went wrong, together with the International Theological Commission, of which Pope Benedict was a member at the beginning of Vatican II, they discovered what was wrong with the former evangelization, which was not the right Catholic way of evangelizing. This is the one that was being done after the Council of Trent up to the present, done by Catholics, but defective in many aspects. And so in his talk in New York, Cardinal Ratzinger mentioned what was wrong with the former evangelization. He said there was a defect that has entered in the right way of doing it, so it's no longer right, it's a wrong way of doing it. And the first mistake or error that he discovered with the Theological Commission was that the method and the structure of teaching the plan of salvation was defective. So it wasn't working at all. And secondly, they discovered that there was also a defect in the contents of what was being taught while evangelizing. So there you have two defects that was preventing effective evangelization of souls. First, he said, and I repeat, the method and the structure was defective, and secondly, the contents was defective. Now keep in mind, if you have a car wherein the design is defective and the contents of the spare parts are defective, that engine is not going to run at all. And so that is what Cardinal Ratzinger felt, that the evangelization that became defective around the 17th century was not bringing any souls into the Catholic Church. It wasn't bringing any souls to heaven. Now, that is an awful thing to think about, but that was the conclusion he and the theological commission were coming into. Even if these defects were noted around the 17th century, the 16th century, and so on, it is still very prevalent today. You can go to any Catholic school and religious instruction is given the defective way, as mentioned by Cardinal Ratzinger. And you can go to any Catholic school and to any church, and the preaching still contains this defect in evangelization. And in fact, Cardinal Ratzinger says that the reason why he is advancing this new evangelization is because the world does not find access. Priests and bishops and seminaries and Catholic schools and theological schools cannot find access to classical evangelization, which is the way the apostles were evangelizing, and which were no longer observed around the 17th and the 18th century. Maybe you're wondering why, what happened during the 17th and 18th century that practically took away the evangelization of the classical way taught by the apostles from the face of the world. Well, what happened is this, that many nations made their own catechisms, inserting into the teachings of the Catholic Church cultural or nationalistic belief. So suddenly you have a Dutch catechism with their own Dutch beliefs. You have the French catechism with their own French belief. And you have the German catechism with their own German belief, which are not the beliefs of the Universal Catholic Church. And so now if a seminarian sits down and somebody uses the catechism of England or France or Holland in teaching them, that would be a confusion of doctrine in the mind of the seminarian. And that is precisely what happened. That the classical evangelization observed by Christ and the apostles, and the fathers of the church, and the early church suddenly disappeared from the face of the earth. We had a new evangelization where we don't know where it came from. And so Cardinal Ratzinger says, that is the reason why I have to use the word new evangelization, because we find ourselves obliged to look for new ways of bringing the gospel to all. Now, when Cardinal Ratzinger mentioned new ways of bringing the gospel, it is not the way of bringing the gospel that has to be new. Later on, as Pope, he would clarify that and says, no, it's the preacher. It is the evangelizer who must be new. Not the message, not the system, not the wordings of the evangelization. Pope Benedict later on would add several errors in the former evangelization that happened in the 17th, 18th century, which were defective, which he wanted to correct. And he says, you know, there is a defect in this old evangelization of the 17th and 18th century, which really is a grave mistake. And this is the impatience in the matter of evangelization. Impatience, which is now very common among prayer meetings and charismatic meetings and great meetings held under the auspices of the Catholic Church, and this is the desire to save hundreds and thousands all at once. He says, this is not God's ways. This is a wrong method found in an old, defective structure. And of course, there is the Pelagian heresy that has entered into the 17th and 18th century evangelization and is still present today. And this Pelagian heresy is the idea that many priests have, that it's they who are saving souls. That it is they who must exert effort and work day and night to save souls. Something that sounds okay, but which Pope Benedict later on says, no, that is wrong. This new evangelization, which really is the classical and the traditional one, means to dare once again and with the humility of the small grain of mustard seed to leave it to God, the when and how people would believe. Evangelization is leading people towards the theological virtue of faith. A supernatural virtue. There is nothing man can do to lead anyone to faith. Nothing. Only God can grant a soul faith. And the Pope wants us to remind ourselves of that very important doctrine on grace. And so Pope Benedict Aron says again, he says, the Catholic Church began small. And as she grew, it was always small communities here and there. The Catholic Church was never a big community, because when I review to you once more the structure and the method, you will see the Catholic Church cannot be very big.